Bob Mooney. Scored twice tonight.
Mogul boy.
Did so well, was calm and composed from the spot.
Recording in progress.
Okay, guys. Questions in the room first, and then we'll flip it to Benedict, who's waiting patiently on Zoom. So, Robin or Jim Carver, do you want to kick us off? Or Rehman?
I want to find out how you guys believe in, or the self-firm believe in the team now. At what stage have you guys got into, it looks like all of a sudden there's this feeling that you guys can make it to the playoffs and the results are good, the performances are also good on the road, and now you have this whole performance.
For sure, I think coming here tonight was important. We got a good result at home. I think this season we haven't been probably at our best during the home games. In fact, we've been probably getting more wins away. So we're looking to change that trend tonight. We did so. It was comfortable, I think, for the most part. We let them back into a game. I think with something a little bit sloppy that we need to work on defensively. But overall, the team's happy. But to answer your question, I guess there's always a belief that we just want to do the best we can every week. If that leads to getting into the playoff picture, then that's even better. At the end of the day, it's not in our hands in terms of results if the other teams pick up wins, but that doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you still have to beat the team in front of you, and tonight was a professional performance, so I was really impressed.
The last time you were here, you took responsibility and you said the entire group should also take responsibility for what happened after that defeat here. What has changed?
I remember that conversation because it wasn't a good day, the last result, and I believe that the group have kind of looked at the things we need to work on within ourselves. I remember last time speaking to you about looking in the mirror and understanding that your own performance and your own effort that you put into every single minute of the game, every single training session during the week is going to affect the result at the end of the day. And I think everyone's starting to do that. There's a changing culture within the group. I can see a winning mentality since especially the second half of the season. I think the first half year, I think defensively we'll probably be better, actually conceding less. But something about the group now, we're reacting really well to perhaps going down a goal or conceding, you know. But we're bouncing back, and it's just, like I said, a change in mentality. And it's not got to do with playoff pitches or ideas of trophies or anything like that, but your own individual pride and effort, and that at the end of the day is all we can ask for sure. So,
finally from me, do you guys feel like working on clouds? Do you feel invincible now? It looks like you're on a fine form.
We know we can beat any team in this league. It goes without saying. We've defeated Cavalry not long ago at their ground. Probably the last time actually we got a clean sheet. A few more would be nice. As a defender, I'm not too happy about that. But at the same time, we've gone and beaten Forge at their ground. You know, we've beaten the top sides, I think, and more of that to come. Hopefully, we have two more home games in the next 2 weeks, which is a great opportunity against teams around us as well. So starting with them, important. But like you said, we need to just keep going with this momentum. I think second half of the year, we've been really impressive. So just to keep going and finish really strong as we can do.
Well, the last home game was also against these guys, and you did win that game too. But so many guys were new in that game. Maybe that was not too many games. Maybe that was about your third game or so at that time. But there's been guys after you got here have arrived. And how have they fit in so well? And now, I mean, the last few games, except the last game was, three goals a few times. You've done it, so how is everyone fitting together now so well?
You look at players like Mo Babuli who have come in, who are experienced players in this league, probably one of the best players in this league in my opinion, and you know, I'm not saying it's all on him as a reason why we're scoring a lot of goals, but he definitely is a big contributor. But he brings players in around him, and he makes the team better. I think he helps the team click. And there's a lot of other talented players around him, players we've brought in, players we've had that are rediscovering more form, coming back from injury, guys like Seba who have come in and scored last week, you know, affecting the game off the bench at the moment. So we've got depth now. So look, as a group, I'm really, really impressed with the depth now we have, and players have to fight for spots at the end of the day, and that's football. The competition is breeding a greater kind of group performance now and mentality to, you need to put in performance, otherwise you might not start the next game. So, and it's showing, I think.
So now, before you got here, if this team got down a goal, they just couldn't, they just gave, fans in the back of the mind, oh, we've lost because they had no one to score. Now, you as a defender, when you have a lead and you, suddenly it's a two-goal lead instead of one-goal lead, I know you don't officially relax, but you must feel a bit better, not taking extra chances, but what is it, do you play a bit different if you had a two-goal lead than a really close game?
I think we know that now we're scoring more goals a bit more fluidly, a bit more frequently, which is a little bit annoying. I think we're kind of taking our foot off the pedal defensively. Before, I guess, maybe I'm not the right person to ask because I wasn't there for the first half, but I feel like we wouldn't score, so we knew we had to be a bit more desperate defensively in order to hold out at least a clean sheet, which would at least get you a draw if you didn't score a goal. But if you nipped, one goal, then you won 1-0. So I think that mentality is something we need to stay on top of and not let creep into our game. Knowing we can score is one thing, but keeping it out is more important, because against the top teams, perhaps you won't score three goals every single week, So, yeah, look, it's not sustainable, like three goals every single week, but like I hope we can keep doing it for the rest of the season. It'll make my life a lot easier for sure.
And I know the goalie was a really young guy this time. Electric City in the League One, and then the backup was also a guy, Juan. He just won the championship last week. Maybe he was bragging about it or something.
But, yeah.
You say like extra protection. I notice how he might have said, "I got it," and you stepped in front and cleared for a corner or something. Is it like extra protection for a really young goalie, where it's a giant soft list and say, "Oh, I got it. Let me have it."
Look, I think in the moment you're referring to, I think it was just better to be safe than sorry. I didn't want to. There was a moment probably earlier that Ilya knows he could have done a little bit better for, where he called for it and they got their head on it, and that was a good opportunity in the game for them. So you have that in the back of your mind too. But in saying that, since Ilya's come in, he's really had some really good performances. Sure, they could have led to more clean sheets and things like that, things he needs to watch and learn from, but he's still young, still developing, and I'm really proud of the performances he puts in every week. So he'll only grow and get better and better. But look, Nico's on his way back from injury, so like I said before, healthy competition. Can he keep him out? It's a good win today. We're on a good roll, so we'll just wait and see what will happen with that. But yeah, Ilya's a good kid and he's working hard, so no problem there.
Any more questions in the room before we flip into Zoom? Okay, great.
Benedict, you've been waiting very patiently there.
Excellent. Taz, you mentioned what Mo Babouli has brought on the pitch. I was wondering maybe what he's brought away from the pitch as well, like in the locker room and in training, that kind of thing.
Yeah, look, this is a player with experience. He's been in a lot of dressing rooms, teams that have won things. He knows how to conduct himself. He's a true professional. I can't speak more highly of Mo, like as an individual, real humble guy off the field. And on the field, it shows that the effort he puts in is displayed on the pitch as well. So, no, he's been a great addition.
And when you first joined the club, it seemed like you were playing a bit more on the left and Dom was playing a bit more centrally. And it seems the last couple of games you maybe switched. So, maybe what the advantages are of doing the two different sort of systems.
Yeah, look, I think at the end of the day, that's just the gaffer's call. Something that, I got a bit of a run as a centre half, whether it was in a back three or in a back four. And against Pacific, we brought Rog back in. So I don't know. It was just, I guess you have to ask the coach that question. It's not for me to say, but I think, look, two wins in two games, and Dom's been playing really well there as well. So, that's just for the coach, I think.
Thanks, guys. Congrats on the win.
Thank you. Perfect. All good?
Yeah,
good. Beautiful.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
And then they all left. It even took so long. They all bolted.
Okay, guys, we'll take questions. questions in the room for Gasper, and then we'll jump to Zoom. Rayvon, you want to kick us off?
Martin, how much did you enjoy this win?
Yeah, it was good. I thought we were quite comfortable first half. Had a good half. Could have scored a couple. To be honest, we had a couple half chances. You know, you'd like to see one of them go in. And then, you know, I thought we started the second half really well, got the goal, and then I thought we kind of relaxed a little bit. So that was a bit frustrating for a little bit. They scored the goal and it kind of woke us back up. And I think again in the second half we could have scored a few more.
Everybody. Majority of the people who leave the stadium today with one name on the lips, Babuli. Is he the sort of guy who will stand everything around?
Yeah, I mean, he was a player we went hard after once we found out he was available. We did it in a day. Like, we knew we wanted him that bad, and he was the type of player we needed in this group. And he's the type of personality too that we need in this group. So I think he's been fantastic from day one, showing up here, and he's been a big difference in the team. And you can just see his quality here tonight. Maybe he was unlucky enough to have a few more assists. So he was really good tonight, but he's gelling well with the team. The guys are working hard around him and finding him when they need to. And I think he creates a good partnership with our front three.
And before this game in the pretty much conference, you said you needed to fortify this arena or make this place a fortress. Is it the sort of performance that gives you, you know, confidence that yes, the two other games we have, you know, for the season will be dealt with?
Yeah, you know, you have to have confidence after a performance like that. We created a ton of chances. I thought we played really well. So especially going forward, we were great. I think there's a few things you always want to clean up, but I thought it was a fantastic performance and gives us all the confidence to go into next week's game against another team in and around us and try to get a win.
We know it's tight, but is the group thinking about it also?
No, I don't think that's part of our thought process. I'm not mentioning it. I think we just go out and try to win every game, approach every game like we have been recently and we have all year. So we're just approaching the next one as Halifax and what we have to do to beat them. So that's all it is. And like I said, we're going for it in all these games. There's no point. Draws aren't helping us, so let's have a go at everyone.
Giancarlo?
Yeah, Osase Curacerio set a York United record. They said here for goal scoring, he's a young player, and you've been around him now for his development all season. What have you seen out of him and his mentality? Have you noticed something different as a league?
I think he's had a great mentality. He's open to instruction. He works hard. He's a great finisher. Obviously, he still has some things to improve in his game, obviously. But he's a great finisher, gets in good areas. He's one of those players, finishers that don't need a big backlift. They got power in their side foot stroke, or if they need to smash it, he can. So he's got all the tools to be a top striker, in my opinion. But still has some things in the run of play to get better at. But he's been really good all season. He's worked really hard for us, and got another goal today. So hopefully that can keep going.
Finally, for me, it's going to be a tough stretch now, especially if the playoff picture is looking more and more realistic based on the way you're playing. Is Nico Giantsopoulos close to returning to your club and actively for a 90-minute game?
He's still a little bit away. A couple weeks. I think, you know, he's doing little bits, but he's still in some discomfort, so he's not quite ready. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I think Ilya stepped in. He's a confident young man, and he's doing a good job for us. It'd be nice to have Nico back, but team's playing well. We've been dealing with injuries all year and still are, but I think we just got to stay positive. Keep look at the next game in front of us and go for a win again next week.
Robin?
Well, I guess we'll keep it with goalies. This was a League One goalie, and you just picked up from Vaughn just last week. He helped win the championship in League One. You seem to have now, until the Giants office is back, and also we're talking to uh, the, the defender just there about you know, extra protection or that, but they seem to be able to take care of themselves. But is there anything you say, or is it just a player's mentality to say, as a young goalie, let's protect them a bit better?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're conscious of it because he's young, but, you know, both Gianluca and Ilya have played for us this year, and when they've played, they've both done well. So, you know, they're two bright young keepers that I think have a future, and, you know, the guys try to protect them as much as they can, obviously being young, and, you know, they will make mistakes at times, but the guys are doing the best they can to protect them and not have them face too many shots, so hopefully we can keep that up.
So from earlier in the year, when, you know, if one goal against you, and I think maybe just the fans were thinking, oh, geez, we lost, that you have so much offensive power now, three goals. Even the improvement from the last home game, which you also beat Edmonton, mm-hmm. till now, just the month you've played and won against some of the bigger teams, just, like, how much better is it the guys are being together for longer, that they're playing better?
Yeah, they are. I think, you know, they gel, and we have been getting better and creating more chances. You know, we've had a bunch of guys coming in. Ronan's come in and done well. Kevin's come in and done well. And you still, you know, Mike Petrasso is still, you know, coming in. When he's coming in, he's creating opportunities and doing well. You know, we're just getting Max back. He's missed most of the season, so it's nice to see him back on the pitch because he brings energy and, you know, had a chance tonight, and if he had been playing regularly, you know, he probably slots it, but you know, he just, it's good that he's getting those areas. We have Lewis, has been fantastic too in attacking areas, so we have a lot of guys that are clicking in attacking areas, and a lot of guys with a lot of good tools for play, our midfielders and Noah and Jordan and Mo, to pull strings and get them in. So yeah, it's an exciting attacking group, and they're working well and meshing well together at the moment.
Thank you.
All right, Benedict, you've been waiting very, very patiently on Zoom.
I think so. And Martin, you mentioned just now Max and Michael. Just wondering how close they are to being at 100%, and maybe challenging for these starting minutes in this team as well.
They're getting there. I think the thing is that when the team's winning and doing well, it's, you know, it's always tough. You got to pick and you got to take the minutes you get and do the most with them, you know. And they have been. They've been doing a good job. But, you know, I think they're probably fit enough to start. It's with the team on a roll and scoring and creating so many chances. It's, they just got to wait their time in some ways. And it's I understand that for them, it's frustrating and tough to be patient. But yeah, it's just the nature of the beast. When a team's on form and winning, it's tough to make too many changes.
And when here's heard from Tass, and when he first joined the club, he seemed to be playing a bit more on the left, sort of a back three. But the last couple of weeks, Dom has been playing over our left back. Just wondering maybe what the advantages are of having each player centrally versus wide.
I think with Zats playing wide, he's his athleticism, because he's probably our fastest. Probably defender. He's one of our fastest players, so he has that ability and he has the athleticism to play and get forward as well. I think he's done extremely well there in the two games he's played. I thought Lewis did well before, but you know, Rog came back fully fit, and after the Calgary game, I decided to play all three of them. So I think our back line's been good. We have good athleticism in it. We have, you know, good talent in it. We're able to keep possession when we need to. Our both fullbacks can get forward, and yeah, I think Zats being the most athletic, I've played him there before. He played there with Cavalry, so I knew he could do a job, and he's been doing a really good job.
Thanks, Martin. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
Just one for me before we wrap. You talked in the pre-game press conference, we're talking to the Jays this week about playing on the front foot, coming out with urgency and energy, scoring after 30 minutes. Obviously, you got your points across.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I felt there's a couple games recently we haven't come out on the front foot, so it was great to see us come out on the front foot in both halves today. So we scored early in both halves, which was big. And you know, we play on our front foot, we're a dangerous team.
Just finally on Mo, there's two moments that stand out: the little flick to Noah for the build up to Osazi's strike, and then obviously the flick over the top to create the penalty for himself. And I guess that's why
Yeah, I mean, he's very creative. He's very skillful. Sees things that maybe some other players don't, but that's his gifts, right? And, you know, he's got a lot of freedom in this team to try those things, and he's earned it. So he does the defensive work as well. And but he's got some great quality and imagination, and can create something out of nothing.
Right,
Gopher. All right, guys.
Thank you.
See you later.
All right.
Enjoy your weekend.
Recording stopped.
Thanks, audio.
Spin.